HarperCollins presents A Life in the Shadows, a memoir, written by A.S. Dulat, read by Shorin Roy Choudhury. Quote by Rasool Mir, 19th century Kashmiri poet. I'm my own messenger, so ask my heart. No pen, no message will carry my tale. Unquote. Chapter 1. Beginnings. Where did it all begin? That's the question I've been asking myself while writing this book. Each time I think of this question, it leaves me with a different answer. I was never a compulsive diarist or journal keeper, so really, I don't have much beyond my memory to tell you where it might have begun. Life doesn't wait for you to fill the pages sometimes. But what I can do is give you some of the answers I found while I was putting this book together. For me, then, it all began in Chandigarh. It is a city that is tied up for me in all kinds of emotions, and in many ways, it is home. For my family, however, it began far away, in terms of both geography and time. The Dulat family's history is one that is shrouded in the mists of the past. The closest that I have been able to uncover is a charming little story told by a brilliant administrator and historian of colonial Punjab, Sir Lepal Griffin, KCSI. According to Griffin, our family belongs to a good-looking Rajput clan from Bikaner, the men of which wore their hair long and in two plaits. Two plaits in the vernacular means do lakh, and from there we have Dulat. Is this true? Who can say, but it makes for quite a nice little anecdote. From Bikaner my family shifted, I can't tell you when, to Longowal, and thence to Nabha. That is why anyone from my family will tell you, should you ask, that they belong to Nabha. But the trajectory really began from Bikaner many, many years ago. My grandfather, Gurdial Singh Dulat, served the court of Nabha for some years. In the early 1920s, the Maharaja of Nabha, Ripu Daman Singh, and the Maharaja of Patiala fell out on some issue or other which is lost to history. The government of India appointed Sir Louis Stuart as the commissioner to inquire into the quarrel. Sir Louis submitted a report sometime in April 1923, according to which the Maharaja of Nabha was removed from Nabha and came to live in Dehradun. He was, however, allowed to retain his title and the privileges of a privy purse and a gun salute. Later, even that would be snatched away from Ripu Daman Singh and he would be deported to, of all places, Kodaikanal. Meanwhile, the regency of Nabha was handed to the minor son of the erstwhile Maharaja. The administration of the state was placed under an administrator and an assistant administrator with a council of regency keeping watch. Why do I tell you this story? Because the assistant administrator in question was my grandfather, Sardar Bahadur Gurdial Singh Dulat. In our family, he was always referred to as the Home Minister of Nabha, for that was what the duties of his post entailed. I don't remember much about old Gurdial Singh, or indeed about my maternal grandfather Shivram Shawnee. In the family, he was called Sham. But I do know they were good men, large-hearted and kind, and they got along excellently. Shawnee was a barrister who joined Sir Sikandar Hayat Khan's Unionist Party. But sadly, just like Sir Sikandar, who died in 1942, both
Sample complete. Ready to continue?